Oh, listen, dear one, I am thrilled to announce I have a brand new private coaching container opening up called Full Immersion Coaching. This is you and me working together privately as I become your mentor and soul guide for an entire year, providing you with the full support you need to grow a massively successful and prosperous heart-led business. To get all the details, DM me on Facebook or Instagram, or send an email to allison@allisonscammell.com and say, tell me more about Full Immersion Coaching. I look forward to hearing from you. Hey ho, dear ones. I have a powerful punch of an episode for you today. It's something I know a lot about. Fortunately, stroke, unfortunately. It's one of my core wounds. Is a wound about hitting the glass ceiling. A wound telling us that we can only go so far, so high, so expanded. There are limits to what you can experience. And that's really this idea of only going as far as the glass ceiling. Sometimes it's invisible, but it's there. That glass ceiling will allow you to go. And this topic means a lot to me because it's something I've struggled with my whole life. And I've really learned how to remove my glass ceilings little by little by little. I find that it isn't always just a big shattering, but it's removing layer after layer after layer. And when you do, when you get through that next layer, what's on the other side is your expansion and higher potential. And few things feel more satisfying in life than reaching that. And because our souls are wired for growth, that if we are bumping up against a ceiling and that's thwarting our soul growth, that is going to start to feel quite painful. So it's really important what we're going to be unpacking today. And so get your earbuds in if you use them and just be with me. You know, if you can multitask a little bit if you're like folding laundry or driving, but otherwise be with me, be with my voice because I feel in my heart that there's really something here for you that you need on a soul level to grow. So in today's episode, I reveal how to know when you're bumping up against a glass ceiling because it's not always obvious. How to remove those glass ceilings layer by layer and how to step into the limitlessness you're truly meant to experience. I'll end on an invitation that will have you stretching and evolving to higher and higher levels of your potential that leave you feeling exhilarated and awe-inspired. So please stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Hey, ho, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this global and growing community of soul guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are growing prosperous, heart-led businesses that are on the leading edge of consciousness. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at allisonscammell.com or in the show notes. All right, we're talking about glass ceilings today. I hear it so often from my clients. Back when I talk about glass ceilings, people always come to me and say, boy, Allison, that resonated. So I really felt called to dedicating a podcast episode to this topic. Well, how do you know when you're bumping up against one? I suppose to an extent we always are, right? Because there's always a next level a potential to grow to. But I think sometimes on our path, we're being really thwarted by something that is often invisible. And that's why I do like the analogy of the glass ceiling. It's there, but you cannot see it. It's dragging you down, but you're not always entirely sure it's there or aware that it's there. I recently led a 3-day heart-led challenge in my closed Facebook group, and we were talking about writing the true stories of who we really are. And in order to do that, we have to rewrite the stories of who we are not. And the true process of rewriting is healing. We can't force ourselves to rewrite a story if that rewrite doesn't feel true. And if we have a wound there telling us we are not worthy, but we're erasing we are not worthy and putting in the words we are worthy, that's not going to do anything unless we truly feel the truth of the statement, I am worthy. If I can connect to the truth of that, then I can live into that. That can become part of my story of who I am. But if I have a wound that is there telling me you are not worthy, that is the energetic frequency at which I'm vibrating, and that is the truth I'm going to connect to. Maybe I don't connect to it all the time. Maybe it comes and goes. I have days I feel worthy. I have days that I don't. But that wound is going to drag me down. And so in the process of leading this challenge, I was doing the challenge for myself. So I looked within and I called up the story that was most ready to be rewritten. And the story that arose for me was, I can only go as far as this glass ceiling that is looming over my head. And when I really felt into it, I had a vision of me absolutely slammed against a piece of glass, a glass ceiling hovering very low, and I was just squished up against it, and I was suffocating. That's how low the glass ceiling was. I was suffocating. And so when you are really in a phase, and I think we go through phases where a glass ceiling starts looming low over our head that's ready to be removed so we can create the space to grow until we hit the next one. Again, I don't think we ever just shatter it for good. We grow as far as we can until we get to the next layer. But I was at a particular point where I was absolutely suffocated by a glass ceiling that was looming right over my head. So you know when it's time to remove a layer of glass ceiling when you have a feeling of being suffocated, stuck. You can't breathe. There's no space. You're in like a sardine in a can. There's no place to grow to anymore. You're at your limit. But you know you're not really at your limit. You're not at your true limit. Your true limit is limitless. So if you have that sort of sense, and it might be arriving a little bit differently for you, but it's a heavy, foreboding, suffocating, trapped, notice. That's the first step in removing that next layer of glass ceiling, is just noticing it's there because it's invisible. I had no idea that that glass ceiling was suffocating me until I did the 3-day challenge. And I was like, whoa, this is affecting me way more than I thought it was. And in fact, I didn't even realize that this was really here to this degree. I know this is something I typically struggle with, but man, I didn't really see this until I stopped to look for it. And there it was, cutting off my air. So removing a glass ceiling is the same as removing a wound or an energy block. First, you notice that it's there. You scan. Just ask yourself, is there a glass ceiling above my head that's ready to be removed? If you get a yes, and I suspect, you know, there's always going to be some form of yes to that question, but it's just a degree to, I think there are times in life where it's really ready to focus on it and heal, and there's times when you're in a more expanded space. Maybe you just removed a glass ceiling and you're in the spaciousness that you created. But if you feel like, you know, you are ready to create more space, then we move on to what's the story your glass ceiling is telling you. And usually it's some variation of you can only get so far, friend. You can only get so far. You can only grow so high. You can only get so much. There are limits to what you can experience or create or receive or be or do. There are limits. So when I felt into my glass ceiling, I received the thought, simple, you can only grow so high. It wasn't a surprise, right? It's about what you'd expect to receive. You can only grow so high. So then you move into removing these blocks and wounds. You imagine, once you've identified the thought, you imagine it's 100% true. What are the emotions that triggered when this thought feels true? Sadness, defeat, anger, frustration. Loads of frustration. Trapped, thwarted, suffocated. So just do it with me right now. What thought are you getting from your glass ceiling? And when that thought feels 100% true, what emotions are being triggered? And I invite you to feel those feels with me for about 60 to 90 seconds. You call them up from deep inside, calling up the physical sensations, calling up the tactile sensations. And then when the emotional wave starts to go down, you return to your breath. Big inhales, big exhales, release on the exhale, and then you connect back to your heart space. Sink into your body, connect to your heart energy, and then set the intention to connect to your higher self. And this is where you want to ask your higher self, what are you calling me to do or be to step into my limitlessness? How can I be limitless? What are you calling me to do or be to experience my limitless? Limitless, by the way, is my word for the year. And I also invite you to, in this process, close your eyes, engage your mind's eye, and see if you can see a glass ceiling overhead. When I did it, I saw a glass ceiling actually cracked, but it wasn't broken. So I imagine that I took a stick and with all of my might, I shattered the glass, and it really is the next layer of my glass ceiling. I shattered the layer of my glass ceiling, and this is something I do that just helps me in my energetic processes. I imagine that there is a big vacuum cleaner. This is like a very, very powerful technique you can use for a lot of things. So you imagine you have a big vacuum cleaner and it's plugged into the core of the earth, because the core of the earth is an energy crystal that transmutes traumatic or low vibrational energy. And a glass ceiling is low vibrational energy. It's just it's the visual representation to trauma or low vibrational energy. So you want to break that glass ceiling if it's not already broken. Take your vacuum cleaner plugged into the earth's core and vacuum up all the glass shards until there's really nothing left. And you might find like the frame of your glass ceiling is stuck and it doesn't want to go anywhere. Then I really invite you to go through the process again. What's still remaining? Is there another thought? Feel the feels again and keep working on it until every piece of that layer, of that particular layer now, and we're only focused on one, is completely removed. And once that layer is completely removed, you return to your heart space and the connection to the higher self, and you ask your higher self, now that there's nothing holding me back for a while anyway, I've created all this space and it's brand new space I've never been in before, because I've always been stuck underneath it. What are you calling me to do? What are you calling me to create? Who are you calling me to be? What boldness are you calling me to? When I get into that space, I'm really getting called to start writing my bloody book. I was just thinking about this morning. It's like, oh, my content creation schedule is full. Like, there's not a minute to spare, and I'm hyperly organized with it. So I utilize every minute. I'm a projector. I don't have a lot of extra minutes for creation of my day. So I have to make every minute count. And I just had the thought to myself, there's no bandwidth for writing a book. I believe that was my glass ceiling talking. So I need to reprioritize, reconfigure, and own the truth that I have all the energy and bandwidth in the world to write a book my heart is calling me to birth into the world. The book I'm being called to write is the book of the soul blueprint process. It's something I could write in my sleep. So I just need to do it. To quote Amelia Earhart, the most effective way to do it is to do it. And I feel like with this glass ceiling shattered, I now have the space to. And it wasn't that I didn't have enough space on my physical agenda before. It was that I was being suffocated by my glass ceiling and there wasn't enough energetic space. My dear ones, my invitation for you this week is to ask the question, is there a glass ceiling looming above my head that's ready to be shattered? Go through the process to heal the wound that put the glass ceiling there to begin with. And ask your higher self, What are you calling me to do or be with this new, inspired, expansive, exhilarating, limitless space you just helped me to create? That's a wrap for this week, my dear ones. You know, if you're a fan of the show, you know I'm going to ask you for a rating and review. If you've already given me one, you know that you can give me another one on another platform. I'll read it on the air. So if you've given me one on Apple Podcasts, you can also give me one on Spotify, Podchaser. There's four different options that we leave you in the show notes. I would be grateful for any word, anything that you receive or have received from this podcast. I'd truly love to know about it. I'll read your words on the air with oodles of gratitude. And as always, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to deepen your connection to your intuitive gifts? Then it's time for 10 High Vibe Minutes, the ultimate daily mindfulness practice for soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In only 10 minutes per day, you'll keep your energy high vibe and aligned to your highest dreams while transforming your daily practice into a powerful tool to manifest big wealth and abundance. Get free access now on my website, alisonscammell.com, or in the show notes.